This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
People really don't know what their expenses will be because they don't know how long that they're going to live.
Obviously, the older you are, the more secure your income you are.
It's going to more safe things that they know. If they know they're going to need that money to supplement their retirement, well, then you can't play that risk.
Welcome to From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith. Robert has been an expert in the financial services arena for over 30 years, and now he wants to teach you a few tricks of the trade. And now, From Diapers to It Depends with Robert Goldsmith.
Good morning, USA and Tampa Bay. We are back each and every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on From Diapers to It Depends. It's the unscripted talk radio. I'm here with my lovely wife,
Deanna.
And we are here to answer your questions, give you some inside information, and really talk about almost anything that goes. So it's basically your talk radio show. We are live on the Tantalk Radio Network. And if you've got a question or comment, you can always call in at 727-441-3000. Again, that's 727-441-3000. And again, if you have a question or comment that you want to talk about after the show, feel free to reach out to us at 844-435-SAFE. That's S-A-F-E or 7233. And we had a great week. We actually just had the opportunity to spend it back in the Big Apple in New York City, where yours truly got the opportunity to perform on Broadway. That's right. I was performing on Broadway. Wasn't that cool? Actually, at the comedy, it was the Broadway Comedy Club. In a great packed house, audience set went really, really well. So we're excited about that. We actually also attended with my wife a
reunion.
We went to a
class reunion.
My 40th reunion for those that are listening. And we got to see some people that we obviously haven't seen in years. And great conversation, great memories, and a trip down memory lane, if you will. So we spent some time. We really enjoyed it. But we are back here with you today. And I want to give you some insight because, you know, we are a financial talk radio program. And the crazy thing about finances is that a lot of people want to listen or learn about finances, but they don't ask. They don't actually take the initiative. But here's an interesting scenario. So I'm going to tell you a story. So my wife and I, we were driving from Des Moines, Iowa, to the Helium Club in St. Louis. So we were at the Funny Bone in Des Moines. We're now at the Helium Club in St. Louis. We're driving at midnight on a two-lane highway that actually had nobody on it at 1 a.m. The speed limit was 65. We're going between 70 and 75 the whole way, trying to avoid a ticket. But more importantly, just trying to get there and make up a few minutes because it's convenient to drive at the nighttime where there's less traffic as opposed to driving during the day. Well, as fate would have it, we get stopped by a police officer. You know, I'm going, what?
You mean you.
I got stopped by a police officer. That's true. And the crazy thing is that he actually, check this out, he comes to Deanna's window. So he's at Deanna's side on the passenger side. And he says, do you know how fast you were going? And if you've ever heard my comedy set, those were his exact
yep,
words.
Yep, they were. I was waiting for that comedy to come out.
And so I told him the truth, between 70 and 75. And he goes, yep, we got you at 75 miles an hour. And then he says, what are you doing out here this quote unquote late or early in the morning? And I explained to him that as a comedian, I had just done a show at the Funny Bone. I have to be at the Helium Club in St. Louis tomorrow night. And if I drive during the daytime, I'm going to be too tired to do the show because it's like a 6.5 hour drive. So I didn't want to be overwhelmed with that. Well, he then says, okay, takes on a license and registration. And then he sits in the car for at least 10 minutes. Now, the crazy thing about that was that we thought he was going to be what?
Giving us a ticket as long as it took.
Yeah.
Or he was just waiting for all the traffic to pass you that you passed.
That's right. There was no traffic. It was
I know.
Crazy. So we're sitting there, and now he comes to not to Deanna's side window, but to my side window 15 minutes later, and he says, sir, I'm just going to give you a warning. Now, if you haven't been stopped lately, if you get a warning, you have to sign for it. I think that's a way of kind of supporting or confirming that they're out on the road doing their job. But you couldn't help.
No, what it is, what? Is I did some research on it. It's if you go driving down the road further or another city or something, they can look up and say, well, wait, he just got a warning back here. So now they're going to give you a ticket because you were warned.
So I was warned. I guess
yes.
I was warned. So I have a warning. Whew. Anyway, so he now comes to my side window, and you know what he does? he starts talking about comedy for another 10 minutes. So isn't it hard to do comedy nowadays? Isn't it tough with all the challenges with the ethnicities and all the perceptions of what people are saying? And we talked, then he even said, well, what time does your show start? So he was like intrigued that I was doing stand-up comedy. He didn't imagine, I imagine, if I had told him that I was a financial advisor, or I was a financial planner, or a retirement planner, or a money coach, he would have said, oh, here's your ticket, sign here, right?
Or he might have given you the warning and said, get the heck out of here.
Exactly.
He didn't want to waste his time talking to you.
But the point I'm trying to make is that people are more enamored with quote-unquote entertainers than they are with things that can help you, right? Because, you know, all the things that we do. So here are some of the things that we cover. And these are things that people need to know about. And you need to plan for them now. Because, you know, somebody that says, I'm preparing to retire, and they're 55, they're just starting to plan now, where they gave up so much value by not starting earlier and could have used so much less money to achieve so much more. They make the mistake of thinking they've got to wait till the very end. It's like, I've got parents that call me up. My kid's 17. He needs some assistance with college. What can we do with that? Well, they should have started preparing when he was one, not when he was 17, right? You don't start preparing for retirement when you're 60 or 64. You start preparing for retirement when you're 25 or 35 or 34. That's when you're supposed to prepare. And you know what? You need insight. You need information. You need people who are willing to help you. But I'm going to give you kind of a laundry list of some of the things that are involved in your retirement. They would include not just in retirement planning, but for example, you need to know the rules of engagement, right? So how does an IRA or 401k really work? Most people have no clue. They know that they put money in. They know that it grows. But then they think that when they hit $500,000 at retirement, they've got $500,000. Truth is, they have about half of that because the IRS owns the other half. Don't know it unless you use the money properly. And the only way to use that is to have someone in your corner who actually has been there and done that and works with people to assist them to use that money properly. Most people skip right on by.
But wait, Robert, I think your ex-spouse owns the other half.
Isn't that true? Yeah. I was trying to get back with my ex-wife, found out she was only after me for my money. Okay, that's a terrible joke, but I use that periodically. So now, the other thing is that we're talking about annuities. Are annuities a place for retirement? The answer is absolutely. You need to learn how an annuity works and which one is right for you, because there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of different types of annuities that do somewhat different things, from fixed accounts to indexed accounts to income planning to growth accounts. So many things, and they fit in the right portfolio. Most of them, used properly, don't have to come with fees. If you've got a fee, that usually should be one that's designed to either guarantee an income, or more importantly, it's going to help you achieve better results predicated on the way that that particular plan was structured. So you should be fee-free, which is also important.
You know what, Robert? I think the thing with a lot of annuities is the press have given it such a bad name that people don't really realize how good an annuity could be for your retirement.
Very good point. And the crazy thing is that if you have Social Security, what you don't realize, Social Security is actually an annuity, right? It's a set of money, but it's an increasing one that can pay you forever. If you have a pension plan is a sum of money that's put into an account that pays you a specific income for the rest of your life, or for the rest of your life and your spouse's life, predicated on how you structure that. And oh, by the way, there are reasons you may want to structure it not the way you're thinking. So,
well, no, I think a lot of it too is a lot of these people are talking to their parents about it. Back way back in the day, annuities were not as good as they are now. And unfortunately, because these people are older, they're not too hip on the internet or doing the research, so they have no idea how much annuity has changed. And all they keep telling, you know, their children, oh, it's bad, without really doing the research.
You know, one of the worst things is to have your parents become your financial advisor. Now, I know if your parent happens to be a financial advisor, that may be intuitive and it may be helpful, but it's also good to do some additional research and then ask the right questions. Sometimes you can even be educating your parent on some of the changes that have existed. But very good point. Most people are dealing with their parents or the guy in the next cubbyhole who's not necessarily informed or prepared properly for setting up a retirement account. Now, also, the other thing that people aren't aware of is that investment options include, and we've got some new investment options we're excited to tell you about. I'm actually going to be on a training course this afternoon for private placement. Now, what does that mean? It's institutional investing, where, let's say, for example, you put money at Bank of America or Wells Fargo, any of the big name banks, and now they're lending you the money back, right? They lend it on interest rates, on credit cards, high interest rates. And now you're paying them 4 or 5 times as much as you probably should be paying them. But here's the thing. They then take the rest of the money and they put it someplace else. What if you could take the rest of that money and put it that someplace else, get a guaranteed, and I can't use the word effectively guaranteed, but an effective return of 8% per year. And then if you stay for 5 full years, we'll give you a 2% kicker. Let me share with you what that means. Per person, just round numbers, had $1 million. They were gonna get 8% per year. That's $40,000 over $400,000 over 5 years, or $80,000 per year. $80,000 per year on their million over 5 years. That's 400K. Then they get another bonus of 100K at the end of the 5th year, and then they can start all over again if they want to. So imagine depositing $1 million and then 5 years later having $1.5 million paid out. It's a great way to, if you have a pension distribution where you can take the lump sum, going to be a smarter way for you to consider some of the things didn't exist before. They exist today. They're excited. They're brand new. So we're going to be sharing that with you. Also, you know, one of the things people talk about is gold and silver.
Yep.
And as a goldsmith, okay, that's a little different. But as a goldsmith, we obviously want to talk about gold and silver. We actually had Nathan Akers, one of the CEOs of National Gold Consultants, on with us a couple of weeks back if you wanted to watch that program. Unique thing about gold and silver is that you can avoid capital gains taxes on that. So you might want to think about that. And you don't need a lot of money. You can start with $5,000. So someone who's thinking about, what can I do outside of these investments, private placement or investing in the stock market, gold is always been a kind of a unique place, and you can actually get the gold sent to you so you can hold it in your hand. Unlike Bitcoin, where it's digital, I know people have made a fortune with it. In fact, one of our classmates, I'm not going to go his name, made hundreds of millions of dollars in the mining industry for Bitcoin. So certainly there's opportunities there. And I'm just excited to share some of these with you. So I want to tell you that if you've got a question or a comment, the best thing for you to do is to call us on the show at 727-441-3000, because it gives us the chance to interact with you, talk a little bit about whether it's gold and silver, whether it's life insurance. And by the way, it's still the tail end of Life Insurance Awareness Month. So if you don't understand how life insurance works, you might be missing a huge benefit. Did you know that you could take life insurance and turn that premium from an expense into a profit? And we've done that for a number of clients where they actually were able to unload their older, not needed, unaffordable, or whatever life insurance policy and get cash in their bank account to use towards retirement, to use towards a purchase, to use towards paying their bills. Whatever it is, you can do that. Also, life insurance can be used for living benefits. Right? So living benefits?
Absolutely. We've seen a lot of our clients use it for that, and it saved their
financial.
Well, no, it also saved their lives in some cases too.
Exactly, because it gave them the money to be able to pay those bills. So did you know life insurance done properly, even a term life insurance policy, can actually become a vehicle that will help pay your medical expenses? And you know, if you went out and you bought a long-term care plan, in and of itself, you're actually going to end up with a plan that only pays if you enter a facility or maybe have home health care. But if you get the right life plan that includes that as a feature or benefit, you could put yourself into a position where not only do you have coverage for your family if something happens to you prematurely, but more importantly, it also protects you if you had a heart attack, stroke, cancer, organ transplant, Alzheimer's, right? Any of those dreaded diseases, or if you enter those facilities. So these assets are crucial to understanding the rules of engagement. And like I said, it's Life Insurance Awareness Month. You can reach out to us at 844-435. What is our number? 7233 save it. 844-43-SAFE, or we're at the web at financial411.net. And what we'll do is we'll take all your information, we'll actually redesign a program specifically around the things that you're doing. It's like we're going to take an inventory of where you are, and then we'll talk more about that. Now, in our second segment, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening in the world with regard to Medicare, because this is Medicare enrollment. We're also going to share with you ideas for ways that you can cut down the cost of your health insurance. You don't have to go through the traditional insurance way with a $400 to $500 a month premiums with the high deductibles and limitations. We can talk to you about how you can use one of our Christian alternatives to help you with that. So that's available. Dan will talk a little bit about Social Security, what's happening with that in our next segment. And then we'll talk about, as we like to end with, some things that are happening in the world, the best places to live, but more importantly, how the economics of retirement actually are affected by whoever happens to be running the White House and or the legislation. And some of that is always important. Most people don't equate that. They just think of it, oh, I'm going to do what they say, not realizing that your vote could actually have a huge impact on how the rest of your life goes with inflation and things like that. So we will be back in just a moment. My name is Robert Goldsmith.
And I'm Deanna Goldsmith.
And we are from Diapers
to It Depends.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional. Everyone knows there are few places to accumulate funds for your retirement. At-risk options, exposing your life savings to the volatility of a casino and often filled with hidden fees and expenses. Or in a bank, principal protected, but with the returns lower than your grandpa used to earn. Now there's a third option, the peace of mind alternative. Accounts that protect your principal like a bank, but with earnings tied to an index tracking the market. The best of both worlds. Here's how it works. When the market rises, your account values are credited with all or a portion of the index gain. Gains that can be locked in as your new protected principal. But when the index drops, your account stays exactly the same. No fees, no losses. And these plans can generate an income stream for the rest of your life, even if you ran out of money. It's a great option for old 401ks and IRAs. Call me now, Robert Goldsmith. 844-435-SAFE. 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
Plans backed by A-rated insurance carriers and are not a direct investment in the market. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half or greater than 10% annually may incur a penalty. Ask for details. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, host of the unscripted talk radio program From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes. Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., I'll be bringing you tips and tricks on how to get the most from your hard-earned money. With money comes questions, and I've got the answers. Do you realize that almost everything you do can impact your financial lifestyle? From how you pay for your dinner to how you finance your home, everything is important. Tune in each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m., and let's make your money work hard for you on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you reviewed your life insurance policy? Whether you purchased your plan more than 3 years ago or recently from an unprepared agent, chances are your plan may be obsolete. The fact is, most of the plans offered lack all of the features and benefits that you're entitled to. While most policies only pay someone else when you die, our new plans actually pay to keep you alive. Plans that may offer you access to cash for medical needs or may even help supplement your retirement. Now here's another question. If what I just said is true, then which one of those two plans would you prefer? The old one that only pays someone else when you die, or the new one that pays for you to live, particularly if the costs are about the same? Find out more by contacting me at 1-844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E, or 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
This is a life insurance benefit that offers you the option to accelerate some or all of your death benefit in the event you meet the criteria for a qualifying event described in the policy. Not available in all states.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Talking your money on the unscripted talk radio show From Diapers to It Depends. I'm Robert Goldsmith with my lovely wife,
Deanna Goldsmith.
And we are in our second segment, and Deanna wanted to share with you some insight, because a lot of people don't take into consideration what happens as they retire when they get on Social Security. And by the way, if you're in the loan business and you're helping people finance their home, you better know how this works and how cost of living adjustments impact you, or Social Security works, and what are the tax consequences of that. So a lot of that are things that people, you know, kind of gloss over but don't actually take the initiative to learn. Well, that's why we're here. Again, our number, if you have a question, we'll take 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000 on the TAN Talk Radio Network. And Deanna, tell us what you got.
Well, we're not going to be able to talk a lot about Social Security, because the Social Security Administration normally makes its announcements around the 10th of what's going to happen for the following year. But there are some predictions that they're looking at, is that the cost of living adjustment is going to only be 2.5 this year. It's going to be the lowest adjustment in 4 years.
Wow.
Now think about it. We have the highest inflation, but yet we're getting the lowest adjustment. Somebody needs to go back to school and do math
somewhere.
Seniors
aren't keeping up, is what we're saying. So
yeah,
we're
so backwards. it's about an average of a $48 increase. So right now, the average amount of Social Security is $1,920. It's going to go up to, they're predicting $1,968.
So not a huge increase, which means you can get an extra cup of coffee at Starbucks and don't go to Starbucks.
Well, we can't say that, because guess what else is going to go up?
Tell me what's happening. Coffee.
No. What else always goes hand in hand when the cost of living goes up?
The Medicare premium.
Absolutely. So they're predicting that to go up right around 2.5%.
So what they're saying is...
But we won't know everything until mid-October. So remember, these are just predictions.
So if you've got family members that are seniors, or they're on Social Security and they're getting Medicare, you know, we're getting ready for open enrollment, which starts next month. So that'll give everybody the opportunity to review their Medicare plan, and Deanna's an expert in that.
Yeah,
and
we're going to go over that in a few. But Robert, I have a few questions for you. Let's play a little game here, Robert.
Go ahead.
When do you think Social Security was signed into law?
I believe it was like 1920 something.
No, 1935.
Okay, so I wasn't off by that much. I was 20 and a few years.
But do you know how we all joke about Social Security, that the numbers? Do you know the first Social Security number was to a man named John Sweeney, and his actual Social Security number was 001-01-0001.
Wow, there's an interesting fact I didn't know.
Yes.
Okay, so she stumped me. Go ahead.
Okay, Ernest Ackerman was the first person to pay into Social Security. How much do you think Ernest paid into Social Security?
3%.
Well, no, I wanted an amount figure.
So it was 1930-something, so the average income was probably about $100 a week. I'm going to say $2.
No, 5 cents.
Oh, my gosh.
And do you know when Social Security first started, you didn't get a monthly payment? All you got was a lump sum?
Really? So you got a lump sum, and then you had to manage your money from there?
Yes. And how
they
much?
They could have called me, and I could have set up.
How much do you think the lump sum was that Ernest got?
$1,500.
17 cents.
Oh, my God. So I guess inflation has really taken over. I think I got stumped. So I got stumped by my own wife.
Yeah. Once we, around October 10th, when we do the show around then, we'll be like, we'll be able to have all the updates on what's going on in the Social Security, so we'll be able to go over that in detail.
So mark down, in about 3 weeks, we will do the Social Security annual enrollment period talk show, and we're going to be taking questions about Medicare and how to help your parents readjust their Medicare, or if you happen to be a senior or you're turning 65 and you have a question about Medicare, then I'm going to encourage you to give us a call on the show. We'll talk more about it, and then we can actually set an appointment to review what you're doing, and there'll be generic answers, trust me.
Yeah, so the annual Medicare, you know, starts on October 15th, and I just want to let people out there know, in talking to other advisors and stuff, we legally cannot talk to you till after the 15th. We're getting phone calls and text messages, and I know the reason we're getting it is because the annual renewal change document has been sent out. So clients are calling wanting to know, oh my gosh, I need this other plan because they're taking this away or they're doing that. So if you think your advisor's ignoring you, sending you a text, they legally cannot talk to you till after the 15th of or the 15th of October.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
So when this show goes on Facebook Live, and it's there. We're going to talk about it and highlight it as Medicare and Social Security and let people know some of the things that we're doing so you get a bit of insight.
Yeah, I'm going to just give a quick overview of what's new for 2025 Medicare, okay? One of the things that they're doing is because on the Medicare Advantage plan, believe it or not, you see all those advertisements of all the benefits you get. Do you realize that a lot of people are not taking advantage of those extra benefits? So what they're doing now is they have to send out a mid-year notification to let them know that you have all these benefits that you are not using.
So some of the benefits, do you have a list of any of those?
Well, of course, it's dental, vision.
You know what? I know people guilty of not taking
the medicine. Yeah. You know, they've got the eyeglass care. They have the silver sneakers programs. You know, depending on what plan you have, there's a lot of different benefits. And they're saying people are not using them.
Yeah, because they don't know about them. Or some people just don't have the desire to get to the gym. Right.
Well, I know a few. I know one person, not going to name him, who lived in Texas that I was dealing with, didn't realize that he could get glasses. Remember, even though we went over the plan and explained it all to him.
Hearing aids?
And the hearing aids, okay. Yeah. And then he went and got that, and he was so thrilled.
I think he's probably listening.
But it's like when he enrolled, we told him all about this, but I guess they just don't. Forget about it,
people just are afraid to ask questions, and they literally put it on the back burner, and it's the most frustrating thing. You know, it's like I said at the opening of our show, how many more people are enamored with me having a conversation about performing stand-up comedy than they do about me helping them make a smart decision with their money? And you know what happens every time on an airplane, right? If I'm on an airplane, I'm sitting next to somebody, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to the same place you are. We're on the same plane. But they don't realize that because I do stand-up comedy that they're sitting next to someone they like to know, I got a joke, or my nephew had a joke, or everyone's telling me a joke. If I tell them that I can make a difference in their retirement, it's like, I got a retirement plan, or what is he? He works with this company, and I'm not going to name the name, but they do buy term and invest the difference, and that's all they do. Or they only do one permanent plan, or they only sell one type of insurance, or they only sell one company's products. And those are not financial planners. Those are product salesperson that just happen to be selling financial products. And oh, by the way, if you are listening and you want to get into the financial services industry, we offer a coaching program to assist new independent agents with an opportunity to learn more about how money works, how the financial plans
work. Well, we also offer it for experienced agents because we're finding out a lot of experienced agents never got the proper training. They only got trained by that company just to sell, to push the product, I should say.
Very good point.
And yes, so we'll offer all the little insights.
And we won't call it experienced agents. We'll talk the 1 year experience 10 times over. How about that?
Okay. Another change that's going to happen is the out-of-pocket price on prescription drugs now is only going to be $2,000. So once you reach the $2,000 maximum, you'll no longer have co-payments or co-insurance. Your drugs
100%.
Will be covered 100%.
So let me ask a question on that. I don't know if you know the answer to this one just yet. Let's say, for example, that I don't have, I have a $4 copayment on something right now. Is that the deductible going to go up and I'm going to have to meet that deductible
soon? We don't know because none of those pricings have come out yet. It said the mid of October, everything will be coming out. We'll be able to look more into everything.
Let's make a note.
Well, actually, you know what? A lot of people are getting their annual renewal document change, so it will be in that what's going to be changed.
And so they should
have gotten that. That just came out this week. It's coming out. Some people have got it. Some people haven't yet. So that will show everything in it. But from what I'm hearing, yeah, the deductible is going to, the normal deductible is going to go up. You know, the
copayment?
The copayments looks like they may go up. It looks like they're going to be taking some of the covered drugs off the list that were covered before. Because what's happening now is Part D now has to pick up those excess charges now. Now, what's happening too is people need to remember that if your drug is given to you through Part B, that does not count as your deductible. And that's usually vaccinations and shots in the hospital, things like that. That's not part of your deductible. Robert, stop that.
So can I say something real quick?
Go ahead.
One of the things I wanted to point out is that when we talk about Medicare for All, because we're talking about Medicare now, a lot of people under the misconception that Medicare is free.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It's, I will say it's the people that are not 65 and older, because once you turn 65, you're right, a lot of them didn't realize that. Part A is free if you worked enough hours, but Part B, yeah, does have a premium.
But aren't you required to have Part A and a Part D and have, like, for example, Part D is a requirement, right?
It is a requirement.
So if I don't pay it, my cost for Part D could go up. I could be penalized.
Every year, correct.
And if I have too much money from other sources, so for example, if I have too much Social Security income and too much 401k income, and maybe I still got a business with residual income, all of that gets added into my total income, and my Medicare premiums could go up because I saved more or I'm still earning money. So it's important for people to recognize that Medicare is not free. So when our government says we want to have Medicare for All, just remember Medicare for All means someone is going to be paying for it because it's not free. And you know, I know a friend of mine that has parents still in Canada, and I was sitting in the car with him, and his dad was complaining about his health issues. And they had put him on a plan where he was going to be seen in 9 months, and I believe it was for like a broken arm. And so my friend told his dad on the phone while we were driving, "Dad, go into the hospital and start screaming. Go in there and tell them that you're in so much pain. Because if you don't, your arm's going to heal incorrectly." So that would be more like socialized medication or socialized treatment. And they've also talked, you mentioned this to me earlier, something about limiting the amount of money that a doctor can charge or a doctor can earn.
Well, once everybody's on the same plan, that's what happens. Now they're controlling the amount the doctors have. And that's went way back when they were first getting into the Obamacare, when we're getting onto that plan. Remember, a lot of doctors were leaving the industry,
and
because
so
they're like
companies.
Ours left.
Yes, absolutely.
And a lot of them left because, you know, they're like, well, wait, we're not making any money, we're actually losing money.
Yeah, because they were forcing them to take people who were unhealthy. By the way, I'm going to say
it's here's the thing. It's, yeah, they were taking unhealthy people, which, yeah, they need to be covered. The problem is people took advantage of the plans. They would go into the doctor for every little reason, even if they normally would not go. They figured, oh, I've got coverage for free, I'm going. And that's what happened.
Yep.
You know, it overwhelmed them. I mean, I lived in England, remember? And I had a UTI. It took them 3 months to get me in. Well, by the time I got my appointment, the UTI cured itself. So that's part of the problem with socialized medication like that.
You know, the crazy thing is that, you know, we are in what we call the Facebook fighting season, right? Where everyone's having discussions about who should be in running the administration. And I've always asked people that have opposing viewpoints to step up to our show and say, look, let's just have an open conversation. Let's be civil about it. Let's look at the pros and cons and how the economy of our plan administration affects you. Well, what Deanna just pointed out is that Medicare is being controlled by the government, right? And here's the thing. So much of our money that could have been used to fund Medicare or homelessness has been sent to other countries because of wars or because of, quote unquote, I won't say climate change, but it's climate change, and we're throwing money away that could be used to help us. So I want you to really think about it. And like I said, if you're out there and you have a question or comment, I would encourage you next week, if you're interested, give us a call. Let's share your perspective and let's have a conversation, and we can invite other people to listen in and share their comments about what's happening in the world and how you can make a difference by contributing to what's going on, by, I'm going to say, sharing your voice. And that's just a part of it. That's kind of off the cuff.
Yeah, that's fine. One of the other big changes is, and I really like this change, they're setting up a new medication payment option. So for people that can't afford the $2,000 all up front, you have to opt into the payment plan, and you could make that $2,000 deductible payment over 12 months.
So that's
going to help.
That's cool. That sounds like somebody who says, may have $100 a month but can't afford it, can go $80 a month and just pay it. Or maybe he's got a one-time prescription for a treatment or some illness, an antibiotic, whatever it might be. It gives them the opportunity to not have to fund it all at once. You know, payment plans, you know, it's crazy is that we stopped by, Universal. And they had a payment plan for Universal Studios to go in for one day. a payment plan. So you have a choice. You can go to Universal or send your kids to college. Okay, I didn't say that. But I did. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We are going to wrap up this segment, and we're going to get right back with you talking more about your financial plan. And we got another 20 minutes to our last segment, and we're going to like want to help you become more proficient, get more insight, and most importantly, count on yourself for your money. I'm Robert. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you reviewed your life insurance policy? Whether you purchased your plan more than 3 years ago or recently from an unprepared agent, chances are your plan may be obsolete. The fact is, most of the plans offered lack all of the features and benefits that you're entitled to. While most policies only pay someone else when you die, our new plans actually pay to keep you alive. Plans that may offer you access to cash for medical needs or may even help supplement your retirement. Now here's another question. If what I just said is true, then which one of those two plans would you prefer? The old one that only pays someone else when you die, or the new one that pays for you to live, particularly if the costs are about the same? Find out more by contacting me at 1-844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E, or 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
This is a life insurance benefit that offers you the option to accelerate some or all of your death benefit in the event you meet the criteria for a qualifying event described in the policy. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Goldsmith, host of the unscripted talk radio program From Diapers to It Depends, where almost anything goes. Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., I'll be bringing you tips and tricks on how to get the most from your hard-earned money. With money comes questions, and I've got the answers. Do you realize that almost everything you do can impact your financial lifestyle? From how you pay for your dinner to how you finance your home, everything is important. Tune in each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m., and let's make your money work hard for you on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
I'm Robert Goldsmith, 30-year financial professional. Everyone knows there are few places to accumulate funds for your retirement. At-risk options, exposing your life savings to the volatility of a casino and often filled with hidden fees and expenses. Or in a bank, principal protected, but with the returns lower than your grandpa used to earn. Now there's a third option, the peace of mind alternative. Accounts that protect your principal like a bank, but with earnings tied to an index tracking the market. The best of both worlds. Here's how it works. When the market rises, your account values are credited with all or a portion of the index gain. Gains that can be locked in as your new protected principal. But when the index drops, your account stays exactly the same. No fees, no losses. And these plans can generate an income stream for the rest of your life, even if you ran out of money. It's a great option for old 401ks and IRAs. Call me now, Robert Goldsmith. 844-435-SAFE. 844-435-7233. Or visit us on the web at financial411.net.
Plans backed by A-rated insurance carriers and are not a direct investment in the market. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half or greater than 10% annually may incur a penalty. Ask for details. Not available in all states.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
With the final segment of From Diapers to It Depends. We also, if you happen to be watching us on Facebook Live, we added Scooby-Doo into the threesome now so that we can have a little more people involved in it. Scooby-Doo used to be the name of our beautiful dog, and he's always going to be in our memories. Anyway, so Deanna was talking about some of the other changes that are happening in Social Security, so we're going to pick up right where we left off. And Deanna?
Yeah, one of the things they've added now is they're expanding the program for family caregiver services, because a lot of people can't afford to go to the hospital or hospital. So they're now giving you training programs for your child or parent or someone to take care of you, you know, and they're giving you an up to $2,500 a year at home services for that now. And they've now added a 24/7 support line to call for it. So these are some good things for people that unfortunately that are in dire need, I would say. Yeah. I hate that part. And another thing they added, apparently they have seen mental health issues have increased from 1% up to 20% now. So they are now adding more licensed marriage, family therapists, and mental health counselors that were never on able to bill Medicare. So now if they get on the plan, they're able to have those services provided for you.
So certainly they have more... a more benefit-rich program for certain things that weren't covered before.
Correct.
But now they are covered.
Uh-huh.
But the premium
But the thing is, you got to check the plan. Remember, each plan is different. So depending on which, and we're talking about Medicare plans, so depending on which plans you...
So let's help the consumers out there. How do people actually pay for Medicare?
Well, they can pay from their Social Security is how most people pay. If you get Medicare and you're not collecting Social Security, they will bill you quarterly for it.
So basically, if you're collecting your Social Security, a percentage of what you receive has actually been withdrawn from the get-go.
Before you get your check, correct.
So when people say that Medicare for All or Medicare is free, just know that nothing is free, right? I remember when...
Well, that's Part B. Let's make sure you clarify that. Because Part A is free if you have enough work hours.
This is why I have her.
And Part B is what you actually are paying for. Now, some people don't have enough work hours, so they can't get Part A for free, but they can pay for it.
Okay, so they have to. Do we know the number of work hours?
All of that's coming out. Remember, it changes every year, so I don't have those numbers. Won't come out until the mid-October.
Okay, so again, Medicare isn't free. By the way, for those of you that think college is free, it's not. Someone has to pay for it, put the lights on. And I always tell kids, because I had kids in college, and they said, hey, they wanted free college. And the problem with understanding about free college is that you might get your school for free, you might get your loans paid off, but at the end, you're going to have to pay for everybody else because someone's got to turn the lights on, someone's got to pay the teacher. So nothing in life is free. Nothing in life that we do is free. Medicare for All is not free. So it's important to really comprehend that we are here to answer your questions, but to give you better insight. And as I said before, anybody who's got any kind of viewpoints, that questions or comments, they're willing to call us 727-441-3000. We're live on the air, and we'll take your questions. And if you've got a question after the show, it's 844-435-SAFE, S-A-F-E, or 7233, where we take your questions and your comments.
Well, one important thing, too, Robert, I want to mention is a lot of people don't realize that Medicare premiums are based 2 years behind. So you need to check your 2023 tax returns, because that will determine what bracket you're in. A lot of people think it's one cost, but it's not. It's depending on how much you made, 2 years prior.
So here's an interesting point of view. Most people aren't aware of the fact that, let's say you sold a rental property, you had an investment, and you cashed in on that, right? And now you've got extra money that you have to file on your return. That extra money could put you into a higher income bracket, and for the next 2 years, you'll be paying maybe double the Medicare premium, and then sometimes triple the Medicare premium. You don't realize that you could be paying more money simply because you didn't understand the rules of engagement. You know, I'm working on a TED Talk called The Rules of Engagement, because most people just don't seem to comprehend that with everything you do in life, there's a rule. And if we don't follow those rules, then we end up paying the price 9 times out of 10, unless you're an incredible negotiator. And I know a guy, I look into the mirror, I see him periodically, he's pretty good at that. But but you've got to find your ways to make those things work. And most people just don't comprehend or understand the rules of engagement. So,
well, Robert, I just updated and have on your our website now, financial411.net, our Medicare library to help people understand it. There's a videos on there. What you would do is log on to the website. You would select media, go to educational videos, and we have a 6 video series on Medicare, and then we have a 5 video series on Social Security explaining everything in detail for them.
So,
and it's kind of fun because it's you and I that I turned into cartoons.
So let me just repeat that. So it's financial411.net. They go to
the
educational media, and then educational video. I don't do the sites,
yeah.
Right?
Then they could sign up for it. Like on the 6 part for Medicare, it explains the 2 paths of Medicare that you can take. You know, it's got the enrollment, how to enroll in Medicare. It's got talks about the Medigap copay and premium plans. It talks about the supplemental insurance. It talks about Medicare Advantage plan. And then it talks about the Part D drug prescription. So everything you need to know about Medicare is on there.
And we'll be covering more of this in our Medicare show coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and then on our Social Security video series, we have maximization, full retirement. We have longevity, life expectancy. We have taxes with Social Securities. What happens if you're working while collecting? And then we have your ex-spouse or survivor benefits.
So what we're saying is that everything that happens is very convoluted. Most people have no clue in reality how things work, but more importantly, what they can do and what they probably cannot do. So it's important to have somebody in your life that has that experience or that knowledge, or at least knows the person. You know, one of the books I wrote called Boom, where it was co-authored with Mark Victor Hansen. If you don't know Mark Victor Hansen, he wrote the book Chicken Soup with Jack Canfield. They were partners. They put together one of the best collections of books ever and some of the bestsellers, and did very well teaching people what they did not know. Well, what I do want you to keep in mind is that I wrote a book with Mark Victor Hansen. I was featured as part of the plan, and I talked about the fact that people don't understand the rules of engagement and how all that stuff works. And that's what I think people need to realize. Things fit together. And one of the things I encourage you to do, go out to Should Your Retirement Crash. Now, again, read this article. It's Forbes. It's a 5-minute read. Should Your Retirement Crash. It's going to take you to an article we co-authored about how everything you do in your life actually fits together. And if you don't have them fitting together, you'll pay more. And that's important. But I want to share
Think of it this way, Robert. A baking a cake. This is the example that I use when I'm talking to people. Well, if you don't have all the ingredients in there, your cake's not going to turn out. If you don't have your flours, your eggs, your baking soda, everything you need, you know, it's not going to work in the end. It's just going to be a total mess. And that's how finances are. You need everything in the proper order.
Another great analogy.
Yes.
Yes, I love that one. I'm going to put that one in the next book. So we're working on the next book entitled What? From Diapers
to It Depends,
which is designed to assist you with understand whether you should or shouldn't actually look at certain programs and what happens with regard to your plan. So that's part of it. But I want to share with you something unique, you know, because again, it's Life Insurance Awareness Month. I want to end with this. We only got a few minutes to go on this. And I want to talk to you about what's called a life settlement. And we've been able to help a number of clients with this lately, including a family member, where they knew they didn't have a lot of time left. They had a life insurance policy, but they wanted to be able to pay off their bills. They wanted to be able to help their family with assets that they need. They wanted to be able to hear thank you, go pick out the house with their kids. And so they had an insurance policy that didn't have a terminal illness clause. And what we were able to do was sell that policy in the secondary market. And what does that mean? That means that let's say you've got a premium of $500 a month for a $500,000 policy. And you know your life expectancy is maybe 2 years. So you don't have the money to pay that $500 a month, but you could sure use some money to pay off some bills. So what we do with a life settlement is we actually do what's called reverse underwriting. That's where we take your health, we actually go back and just like you're applying for life insurance, but we do it and say, what's your life expectancy? Then we actually shop the market to find a buyer who says, well, if I have to pay $500 a month or $6,000 a year for the next 3 years, let's say, and they know that's $18,000. And they know that the policy has a value of $250,000 to $1 million. They know that this consumer needs money. They might give that consumer, predicated on their life expectancy, anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000, maybe more. Again, everyone's different, upfront. And now that person who is going to be struggling for the last few years of their life can use it to pay bills, or more importantly, travel the world, go out and help their kids do something special, get to hear the words thank you, as opposed to just waiting for, oh, mom is dead, great, I got some money.
Well, I remember our one client, it just breaks my heart where that happened to her. But you know what? She said she was able to take the money and go on a final vacation with her entire family. So she had them all together to be able to say goodbye. And you know, that lasting memory of her family being with her family and her family being with her, instead of just her family remembering their mom being in bed, just dying.
Right.
They had that great last memory.
Yeah, and the pictures. Because, you know, when I was a kid, everybody didn't have a cell phone where you could take pictures of everything. But at the tail end of her life, they could take some pictures and they could explore some different places that they've been to. And that's what these plans do. So, again, not everyone's going to qualify. It's predicated on your health. It's predicated on the amount of your premium, the amount of your insurance. But did you know if you buy a life policy today, while you're younger, you could get a very low-cost term life insurance policy. And then, predicated on the quality of the plan, which is what we will never write a plan that does not have the ability to use that plan down the road, even if it's a term insurance policy, because we don't like to limit our clients' accessibility, flexibility, and more importantly, asset abilities. I don't know if that's a word. But to give them the ability to use that policy to create an income for their life, to get a lump sum, to take care of the family, to do the right thing, so that they can use the policy that they paid for while they're alive. I remember a comedian who talks about, wait a minute, so I'm gonna pay you this amount of money, let's say it's 100 bucks a month, and then when I die, you're gonna make my family rich. Oh boy, where do I sign up for that, right? But you don't realize that that's really taking care of your loved ones, and then more importantly, it's also giving you the ability to use that plan for yourself while you're alive. It's like having another investment vehicle all wrapped into it, and you're covering two birds with one stone. That's why I said, go out to Should Your Retirement Crash, read that you need to understand everything that you do is a financial arrangement, right? So if you are paying rent, that's a financial arrangement. If you're buying a car versus leasing a car, a financial arrangement. And with every one of them, there's rules of engagement. Like with leasing, you can turn the car back in. With financing, you better find a way to sell that car, right? So again, options that may have a difference. They're making miles restrictions. Absolutely, you have to have, you know, auto insurance. But there are rules of engagement, and there are great ways to circumvent and or keep your cost down. I'm a big fan of cash flow, right? Not net worth. Now, net worth is great, but you can't take your net worth with you, and your net worth might not be liquid enough to keep your finances in play. But cash flow means that I'm getting money each and every month, which is why when we actually design your retirement plan, we're going to work on your cash flow, not your net worth. You'll get a net worth, but your cash flow.
Yeah, and you know, Robert, I know we stated this on the last show, but I cannot stress it enough. It's so sad how these younger people really need the life insurance, because more people are dying at a younger age, but more importantly, they value, I guess, their home or their car more than their spouse or their own life, because they'll get insurance on that stuff, but they won't get insurance on their own life.
Yeah.
And that's really sad for them.
You know what? I'm gonna throw something out right now. Did you know that life insurance is actually mandatory if you have a pension or a 401k? Okay, you just need to know that. Life insurance is mandatory. So let me repeat that. It's mandatory. And if you don't have it, you are paying for it. You just don't know how. So if you work for UPS or the studios and you have a pension plan,
they don't realize by having that, they're actually paying double or triple the cost of what a regular insurance plan would be.
Yeah, they don't understand it. So
yes.
That's why when I opened the show, I talked to you about the police officer that stopped us and said that he was more enamored with me being a comedian and understanding what I was doing and where I was playing and the challenge of doing stand-up comedy in today's environment where everyone is so sensitive about everything you do. It's funny because when I did New York last week, there was one joke that I thought, even though for most people it hit, there was this one girl in the audience like, you know, where she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. But the truth is, it's a joke, folks. and they're oversensitive about everything. And the crazy thing about New York, what I loved about New York, people from all over the world, because people are coming into the comedy show that were from different parts of the world, because New York is like a melting pot where people visit and have to come see it. Kind of like, to some extent, if you go to Disney, like Disney Orlando, oh my gosh.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's that kind of a, you know, game, so to speak. So we're excited. We are going to be back next week with some more insight information and talk about the fact that people are stressing out over their financial plan, don't know how to. Gen Zs, Gen Xs aren't even saving. They're not buying homes. We want to talk about buying homes, how to use a reverse mortgage. There is so much that we can do. Gold and silver, tomorrow, next week, I'm hoping to talk about private placement as well. So if we can get that in where you can invest like a bank, but not with all the money that they have to use to invest it and get some of the returns that are out there. So any last comments? We got about 30 seconds.
I just want to say for everybody on the Gulf Coast of Tampa, please be safe. And if you're in the evacuation area, please leave.
Yep.
You know, don't stay. We've seen, you know, the rescue teams need to spend more of their time helping the areas that really need it instead of rescuing people that just want to stay.
Exactly.
We don't have the resources for that.
Yes, stay safe. And stay tuned for Paul Molloy with the Freedom Hour, Freedom
yes.
Works. And he'll talk to you more about what's happening in the world and the economy. Learn more about that. It's a great show. So listen in. We always do. And we will see you on the flip side. Have a great day.